What was the thing, Sherry, that turned things around for you? What can you remember the first word you said in public?
In school, the first word I said was yes. I answered the register and I just said yes. So,
what got you there?
Well, the first thing was my kitten, isn't it? It was my mum was looking after kittens, like from the what was it?
Well, we had six kittens we looked after from birth for a pet shop, for a local pet shop, and we were bottle feeding the kittens, which Sherry helped with. She fell in love with the tiny one of the kittens, and I'd read this story about this little boy that hadn't spoke for years. That was the first time I'd heard of selective mutism. And he'd got given a puppy, which made him talk. So it suddenly gave me this idea. Sherry's in love with this little kitten. If she talks, she can keep the kitten. So I secretly bought the kitten. She watched all the kittens go one by one. And the last day I said to her, Sherry, there's one kitten left. I'm taking it into the pet shop. It's going to sell. And she got quite upset over it, went to school and said yes to the register. Because I'd said to her, if you can say one word, I'll give you the kitten.
Describe what that feeling was like, first for you, Sherry, when you said yes and people heard you in class. What did that feel like?
Oh, it was really... I don't really know how I felt, to be honest. I don't know if I was happy, sad, scared, but inside, my body was like... I can't explain the feeling. It was like butterflies all over my body. And I'd smile. I was smiling, thinking, oh, my God, I've just said my first word. But I was only smiling because I could keep my kitten. It wasn't because I'd spoken in front of a whole class of people. I didn't really think about it in that way because I'd been trying so hard. It just went straight over my head and I just thought, oh, my God, I'm going to go home to my kitten. So...
And Mary, what was that like for you? That
amazing.
Moment?
It was like when your child first talks or first walks, it's that feeling, but it's very strange because your child should have been doing that years ago and just started. You know, at the age of sort of 12 years old, saying one word, which she should have been done at doing at 2 years old. But all the children came running out to me that day in her classroom. Sherry's talking, Sherry's talking. She'd said one word and that was good enough for all the rest of the children. Then the teacher came out, who was absolutely wonderful with Sherry, and called Sherry her little daughter, took her under her wing and really helped her. She came out and she just burst into tears, which of course then I burst into tears. So there's me and a teacher in the middle of a playground surrounded by 20 children and we're crying.
Because she said yes.
Because she said yes.
I didn't have a clue what was going on. I walked out and there was my mum and my teacher crying and all of my like school class round my mum and my teacher. And I was, do I go over there? I was a bit worried.
And then there's been no stopping her, I suppose.
No.
I mean, here she is on live radio.
She does not stop now. In fact, we have a little thing where we laugh and we say, Sherry, shut up.